Thank you for calling customer service. My name is JT. May I get your zip code so I can see if you may have an account with us, please?
It's 84648.
Thank you, miss. And may I get your first and last name, please?
Myrna, M-Y-R-N-A, last name, S-T-A-N-W-O-R-T-H.
Thank you, ma'am. Give me one brief moment while I search for your account, ma'am. All right, ma'am, I did pull up an account with that name. Can you verify the information on the account by bypassing the security protocol by verifying your billing address that we have on file, ma'am?
It's at 1349 North 400 East, Nephi, Utah.
Thank you for verifying your account with us, ma'am. I do see that on the 20th of March, you paid the shipping and handling for the Lavea face cream and eye serum that's supposed to increase your collagen while get rid of dark circles around your eyes. I do see it was also shipped and delivered. Have you had a chance to try out the product, ma'am? Are you satisfied with any of the results you may see?
Is this Total Muscle Works full?
No, ma'am. This is Lavea facial cream and eye serum. But if you have a 14-15 free shipping and handling charge, it might be ringing up as that name, since our merchants do sometimes get the wrong name filed under.
Look, I ordered that. If I ordered it, I don't even know if I ordered it.
Well, did you receive a shipment on the 25th of March, ma'am?
I don't think I did. But what I did was is that from Merkel? I can't remember. I ordered a sample, and it said there would be nothing more. I've never received anything, only that sample, which I paid for. It came through my checking. And on this Total Muscle Workful thing, I don't know how much I have paid. It says like, 60. I just had to pay on a New Balance $66.87. I am not receiving that product. I don't know where it's going, but I have not got it, and I don't think I ordered it from there. Somebody is either using my thing. How much did I owe to begin with? I got this payment. I was in the hospital. And so then when I got out of the hospital, I did not look at my statement very soon. And now I've looked at it, and I'm being charged all this money, and I just had to send $66.87 for something I'm not getting. Now, I don't even know what the original product would have been.
Well, it was a facial moisturizer and eye serum, so an eye cream. Those are what was ordered and were delivered in or at the mailbox of Nephi, Utah on March 25th at 2:41 p.m.
Now, listen, I sent for a sample. One cost seven something, and that has already been paid. I have not received one more product because I did not want any more product.
Right. The other charge, since you already received that product, the in-trial product, that additional charge, that's not for more product, ma'am. Since you did not cancel within the 14-day free trial, you were billed the full retail price of the eye facial cream. Since it states in our terms and conditions that you had to agree to in order to process the payment, if you cancel within the 14-day trial, 4 days of shipment, 10 days of trial, you will not have to pay the full retail price. You'll get both products for 100% free, just paying that for shipping and handling. But
I didn't get it 100% free.
No, you would have gotten it 100% free with just paying that shipping and handling.
I'm going to get my attorney. Listen, I'll just get an attorney for this because it did not say one thing on there that I had to cancel. It just said trial product.
Yes, that's the terms and conditions.
But it did not say I had to do in 14 days. It did not say I had to cancel.
Yes, you had to actually click the terms and conditions, ma'am. But let me see what I can do for you. Because this is a really
pain. Mm-hmm. That much money. I am not on any other product I have ordered on the computer for that. I have never, when I have looked, unless I canceled, when I have looked closely that it said cancel, and I don't even know, and it's not even under the same name.
Well, ma'am, I can give you the website. I can give you the website so you can see for yourself, ma'am.
Look.
But let me see what I can do for you.
I have never received another product. And for that little
you weren't
eye product,
you weren't supposed to.
Okay, I haven't. But I am not. And if I didn't get another product within those few days, then I am not paying $26.03, let's see, $66.87 and plus whatever that product was.
The 60, you only wanted the eye serum. The reason why you didn't get the, you already paid for the serums. The reason why you had that $92.90 charge was because you didn't cancel. That wasn't for more product. But let me see what I can do for you, ma'am. Give me one brief moment. All right, ma'am. I did go to my supervisor and I stated your case to her. She said I can issue you a 35% refund on that $92.90 since the terms and conditions did go unnoticed to you. I could issue that 35% refund immediately now, ma'am.
Look, I haven't even opened that eye stuff. Why don't I just send it back and you give me my full credit?
Because we don't have a return policy, ma'am.
Oh, boy, do you ever get people, I am sure. So going to give I'm going to tell everybody I know also that do not get that credit because I didn't want the eye stuff. I really didn't want it. But there was no way it would sign off for the face product.
Yes, because they're a bundle,
unless
ma'am.
I thought that. True. And so you have to buy something you don't want to get something you want, thinking, okay, this is a one-time thing. I'll just go ahead. And I paid the postage, which was $7 and something on that. And no.
So, ma'am, what does a trial mean to you? Because Netflix, HBO Max, Hulu, they all do the similar thing. We just it's not our company. We're just a call center. But this company charges more. HBO Max, for example, won't tell you we're going to be taking $30 out of your account each month. They tell you that in the terms and conditions. They don't say it right then and there. They say, here's a 7-week trial, and in their terms and conditions, if you don't cancel within 30 days, you'll continue to get billed. But give me one more shot. Let me see if I can get you more of that. Since you didn't want the 35%, let me see if I can get you more of that, a little more of that money, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. I went back to my supervisor, the same one. I stated that the 35% was just not enough. She said, okay, as a gratuity for you, as a courtesy, we can get you to 50% refund. She gave me her own personal override code that I can use to issue that 50% refund. I really tried to get a full, but she wasn't given a full refund, ma'am.
So I owed you $92. Is that right?
Well, $92.90 actually was already processed. That went through
I've already paid $92.90.
Yes, ma'am. That went through on the 5th of April.
And I just sent $66.87 so that I didn't get my credit card in trouble. I want that $66.
Well, ma'am, that $66.87, that didn't even go to us. We didn't have any. Only way you could get any type of send money in is by calling in and actually putting money on actual product. You wouldn't be able to just send that in, ma'am, online.
Oh, okay, just in case I want to get my attorney, how much did I pay for that little thing of serum that I've not even used?
Well, for
how much did I pay?
Total cost for the eye serum. You only paid the $670 for the eye serum, but the facial cream, the one that went through, that was the $92.90. But let me see my other bosses in here. Give me one more brief moment, because she says she's not going to give me a full, but I'm going to see if I can help you out, because you seem like an all right lady.
But listen, just before that, you tell me, I had to pay $92.90 for the face cream.
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am.
And then how much did I have to pay for the eye serum?
The eye serum was only $6.70. That was only the $6.76, the shipping and handling charge. There was no more charges that went through. There were attempts, but they were all declined. Only one that went through was the one on April the 5th.
April the 5th, you took out $92.90, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You took out $92.90. This month, you took out $66.87.
Ma'am.
$66.
We tried to chart. The last time we tried to bill you was on the 11th of May. And that one was declined.
Okay. Because I didn't know what it was.
I have
no idea.
Yeah, the last time we tried to bill you was on the 11th of May, but that was declined. So we couldn't bill you.
So total muscle woeful work. Did me, but but this is their number, because I'm calling you and it says total muscle workful, and
right.
Their number, that's this number.
That
I don't know who
it, you're talking about that $68 charge, ma'am.
That $66.87, which
yeah.
I sent yesterday.
That's not us. That's definitely not us. Because even if
that is you, it is you. It's your number. It's
ma'am, our number gets
number.
Our number gets recycled, is what I'm trying to explain. That's not us, because if we charge you, it will show up and I'd be able to see it. Just like I can see all the charges that were declined, I would still be able to see it on your account. That's how I know it wasn't us. Our number does get recycled. So what you have to do is call your bank and get on the phone with them. So tell them that this is not the right number, and they will trace the exact location of where those funds are being taken out of.
Okay, I will do that. But thank you.
And thank you for calling customer.
Sir, you said you was going to go back and see if you could get me a discount.
Well, you said you were going to...
Well, out of my $92.90.
So are you trying to focus on the 68? Are you trying to verify you don't have the 68? Or are you trying to get that 50% refund on the $92.90?
Yes.
So you want the refund?
$92.90.
All right. So you
because
want
that little teeny tiny jar of face cream that lasted less than a month, and I didn't see a lot of difference.
Well, I can't issue that 50% refund right now, ma'am.
You can't?
I said I can't. Yeah. I can issue that refund. And that refund would total be a 50% refund, so completely half. Give me one brief moment while I issue that. One brief moment, ma'am. All right, ma'am. That 50% refund has been issued. You should be receiving a confirmation email titled "Your refund is on its way" in either your spam folder or your junk mail if it's not in your direct folder. I've also issued that refund as well. So you can expect that 50% refund in your bank account in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I thank you for trying to help me and make me understand, but I am still going to see what I can do about getting it all back, because I just don't think that little tiny jar was worth even $50. I know it's not for me to say, but I appreciate your kindness in helping me.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.